This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. I've not seen any signs of the opioid crisis abating. Life expectancy in the U.S. dropped for the first time in decades because of drug overdoses. Deaths continue to rise. Families are devastated by those deaths or by family members suffering with addiction, and the price of drugs on the streets remains low. Pain is ubiquitous. Back pain, knee pain, muscle pain, or psychic pain. People want to live pain-free. If they think there's a drug that can help, they'll give it a try. Once they try these drugs and they make the person feel good, they are addictive. The problem now is threefold. There is poor insurance coverage for addiction treatment. There are too few evidence-based addiction treatment centers. And we're not taking prevention seriously by supporting things like needle exchange programs for those who are injecting drugs. Some might argue that giving free needles to prevent serious complications or providing spots in treatment centers only encourages people to use drugs. My experience suggests the exact opposite. In all of my years of caring for those who shoot IV drugs, I have never had someone tell me that they started using drugs because of free needles or because they knew they could get into a treatment center when they wanted to stop. What drives people to use drugs is complicated and it varies from person to person. But at some level, most are trying to escape something bad and ugly. Loads of research has shown that needle exchange programs reduce hepatitis C and HIV infections and bacterial endocarditis. Research has also shown that medication-assisted treatment combining buprenorphine, methadone, or naltrexone with counseling and behavioral therapy has excellent results. It decreases opioid use, overdose, criminal activity, and the transmission of infectious diseases. But most areas in the U.S. have no outpatient treatment programs that offer this medication-assisted treatment. Addiction is a chronic disease and needs aggressive treatment. Diabetes is a chronic disease and needs aggressive treatment. We don't refuse to give people insulin because they can't control their blood sugar, nor do we withhold treatments from diabetics that are known to save lives. Treatments for those addicted to opioids can't depend exclusively on these drug treatment centers. There simply aren't enough addiction specialists. So we need to train primary care physicians, nurse practitioners, and physician assistants to offer medication-assisted office-based addiction treatments. It seems that we could take a giant step to end the opioid crisis, but it will take a coordinated effort with healthcare providers playing a leading role. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.